difference.
Well, it's being called the first federal government shutdown since 1995. I don't know if this is the best term for it, though. This is not really a government shutdown. It's a
slowdown.
Is that a better word? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a slowdown. I mean, you were right earlier when we were discussing this, Scott. It's a slowdown. Government checks are still being cut. The military is still being paid. To the best of my knowledge, the IRS is still collecting taxes. It's a slowdown.
By the way, the IRS will have only about 9% of their personnel working. The EPA, even less. So I don't
Woo-hoo!
Know. That's probably the reason for a party. And they're not doing audits, but they still, you can't get help, but they continue to process electronic tax returns and protect data and do some things. But they don't do audits, and they don't give phone assistance. Some would argue they might not give phone assistance all that well during regular times. But anyway, the military's go, post office is still going, air traffic control, TSA, food stamps, Social Security checks, Medicare. There's a lot of government that is unaffected by this in the way of a central government.
I had to drop a friend off at the airport, and I asked him on the way. It's like, so is there airport security? He's like, yeah, I got a text message last night or through the airline. They're like, yep, make sure you're there so and such early for the security screening. So none of that has changed. So it's a slowdown.
Now, here's a question I have for our audience today on the program. What now? What do you want here? Do you want this fight to continue? Because basically what you had was Republicans saying, okay, Democrats, you want to continue government. And by the way, they've been late on their budgets and there's been no regular order. And so we're at this deadline of October 1st. And you want to continue the government and continue the funding of government while we figure out all these budgets. So to do that, we want Obamacare defunded. Senate rejected it. Nope, can't do it. They said, okay, we want a one-year delay in Obamacare. Nope, not going to do that either. So yesterday, what do? They come back with another shot. They say, how about equal treatment? In other words, let's not federal employees, members of Congress, shouldn't get anything the American people don't
ding,
get.
Ding, ding, ding.
And they also, by the way, said, let's have a conference committee. Let's sit down and iron out the differences between what you want and what we want. Again, rejected. So who do you blame? I mean, who do you think will get the blame? And what do you want now? What do you want? By the way, John Hovind, the senator from North Dakota, Kevin Cramer, the congressman from North Dakota, voted all three times, defund Obamacare. Nope, didn't work. Okay, delay Obamacare. No, didn't work. Equal treatment for Obamacare. Didn't work. And meanwhile, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, everyone against every one of those, against every single one of those. Nope. Wanted no change in Obamacare. Despite, by the way, during the campaign, you may remember saying that there was actually, here's a quote from hers during the campaign. There is absolutely no reason not to amend the law as it currently exists. She was talking about Obamacare, saying there was good things in the law and bad things in the law. But her position has changed since she's been a senator.
I'm going to agree with her, though, Scott. Let me pose this. And I got thinking about this after we had a couple callers yesterday. It's already the law. It's the law. It's the law of the land. Get rid of the exemptions. And Congressman Cranberry is 100% right. You know what? If this is what's so wonderful, the government's picking winners and losers.
They lost.
No.
They tried. They lost. Democrats
level
wouldn't go
playing
for that.
Field.
They
level go for playing it. Field.
You lost. Next. They tried. It's done. They tried to defund it. They lost. They tried to delay it. They lost. They tried to make it equal treatment. They lost. So should they keep fighting?
That's where you keep fighting. It's all in or all out, period. Either it's a level playing field. And I don't want to see a delay a year. I want to see it put in now because I want to see the American people have an opportunity to digest this and then come to the polls next fall and go, yeah, this is bad.
So what you're saying is you want Republicans to cave in and just go along to let Obamacare
planned. No. Do not cave until you get the equal treatment. And Congressman Cramer went as far as saying, you know what? I'm a legislator. I should have it too. Good for him. The White House should have it. Congress should have it. The IRS should have it.
Democrats rejected that.
Everybody should have it. If it's good for everybody, then it belongs for everybody. Senator Heitkamp was right. I mean, there are some good pieces of this. There really are. In mass, it's not. But there are some pieces of this that do make sense. You know, what would be wrong with having up a health care system that, okay, you're disadvantaged, you can't afford, blah, blah, blah. If you think it's better, it's an option. But it's only an option. Shoving it down the American people, taxing them, or penalizing them through their taxes, wrong. Very wrong. And it needs to be a level playing field. And I want to know what listeners think about that.
I'm in a different place than Steve is. I think the Republicans are right to fight on Obamacare. There are way too many unanswered questions. Thing was jammed down our throat. I know. That's what the editorial page is like. Sorry, it's already law. Well, guess what? That's why there's a Congress to fix bad laws, and they're trying to fix it. They tried many ways, and there is absolutely no appetite for that among the Democrats. I think we need a shutdown or a slowdown or whatever it is to wake folks up to realize the peril we're facing because of this law and because of the fiscal child abuse being, you know, thrown on our kids and grandkids. You know what we think. We want to know what you think, and you can weigh in. Should Republicans keep up the fight with Democrats over a compromise here? How long should this fight continue? Who's right? Who's wrong? Tell us at 855-200-1776. First call came in even before the show started. Here's what he said.
The Republicans need to wake up and die right. It's time for change. We need this health care initiative to go through. Enough is enough. Let's get this deal done. We can blame the Republicans for the shutdown.
All right, blame the Republicans for the shutdown. Who do you blame? Brad, Grand Forks, you're first to go on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, to blame the Republicans is a joke, simply because it's not the Republicans that are holding this up. It's Harry Reid and his group of lackeys. They're a joke. I can't even begin to fathom the level of stupidity that says we refuse to negotiate on anything. It's like a 2-year-old in the playground saying, "I got my way, and my mom is." Stronger than your mom, so I'm not going to give you the ball and I'm not going to let you play. It's so childish. These people are supposed to be professional. The thing that's so frustrating to me about this, Scott, is if a bunch of us dumb hicks out here in North Dakota that don't know nothing because we're all a bunch of AC farmers, whatever, if we can figure this out, if we know that this is bad, we know that this is a problem, why can't these guys in Washington who are supposed to be the smartest guys in the world, why can't they figure this out? It's infuriating. I can't afford the problems that are going to hit my family because of this health care law. And they can tell me, oh, it's going to be cheaper and all this stuff. But the truth is, I make too much money to be able to qualify for any of the benefits and the subsidies and any of that kind of stuff. But I don't make enough money to cover the cost and the tax penalties and everything else that it's going to do to my family, the average American family of four in the United States. This is a disaster, and I'm with Jim and Cramer. I say we fight this till the very bitter end. And I don't care if it's the law already. It's bad law. It needs to be changed, and we need to fight to get this thing stopped. And I don't care if they got to shut down non-essential government for the next 10 years because they're non-essential. If they got to close all the national parks, then they close all the national parks. And I say this from a personal standpoint, fiscally, in my family, if I don't have money to pay the light bill, I don't go on vacation to the national park. I don't go out and buy art. They need to shut down the National Endowment for the Arts. They need to shut down the national parks. They need to shut down all of the extra stuff until they can pay the light bill. That's
Brad,
the problem.
Brad, great point. I think the thing you mentioned in there was the fact that they're supposed to be professionals, and maybe that's part of the problem. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to John in Bismarck. John, quickly, what's on your mind today?
John's gone. Gene, Valley City. Gene, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Man, this is a good discussion. Brad was really hitting it there. Steve made a comment about the government picking winners and losers. When does the government not pick winners and losers? I maybe can't talk. I'm on a pretty rough road here.
Sounds like you're bouncing along. Appreciate the call, though, very much. Ken, along I-94, your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, my thing is with Heidi Heitkamp. You know, she ran her campaign
saying that she's going to go to Washington and she's going to represent the people of North Dakota, not Obama. Well, that's not happening. You know, why would you think that North Dakota's okay with not having fair treatment in this law? Why would we have exemptions all over? I was trying to think of what image I could have for Heidi, and driving down the road, I came up with this. You know, a good image of who Heidi is would be to have her on her knees in front of Obama, Obama patting her on the head saying, good little girl.
Ken, thanks for the phone call. Full phone lines, you can weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Shut down, slow down, whatever you want to call it. It's the law. You know, if it's a level playing field, I want to see it now instead of pushing it back a year, because I want the American people to be able to digest this and have
you
a vote. Have
you
a
lost.
Vote.
You lost.
I know,
you
but
lost.
I won't give up the good fight. I won't give up. 701-258-0550.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hedden, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're without a federal government today. If you want to weigh in on that, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Steve Bach with Scott Hedden. This is What's on Your Mind, and this portion of the program brought to you by North Dakota Farm Bureau, agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy each year. About 6 $6 billion in agriculture, represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, and employs approximately 25% of our state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands...
Sorry, Steve. I didn't realize you weren't done.
Oh, of course I'm not done. You know I'm windy. Hello. Farm Bureau understands how a strong agriculture will help keep our state strong, so we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans: a strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. You can learn more about the organization by going to their website, ndfb.org. And in all this, when's the last time you heard a mention of the Farm Bill?
Yes. Well, that's actually been voted on recently as well, because now the House has said we'll put them back together and we'll appoint our conferees. And so the ball's sort of in the Senate's court to get rolling on that. Coming up, by the way, at the bottom of the hour, landowner-sportsman relations. How to enhance that relationship. We're going to ask Game and Fish North Dakota's Department of Game and Fish Deputy Director Dwayne DeCray, also Doyle Johannes from the Farm Bureau will be here to talk about how those two groups can better work together. And in our 10 o'clock hour, Maggie Anderson is going to be your Executive Director of the North Dakota Department of Human Services. October 1 does bring the start of Obamacare officially now. And what does that mean for North Dakota? We're going to talk about that as well. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. And, of course, we are asking the question about this so-called government shutdown. Whether you want this fight to continue, how long it should continue, who do you blame, you know, who's right. Senator Heitkamp on one side of this, no on any changes or, improvements to Obamacare. Senators Hoeven and Congressman Kramer on the opposite side of this, saying first defund, then delay, and then, okay, how about treating everybody the same, rejected at every turn by Harry Reid and the Democrats. Who's right? You tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. One emailer says, Michael says, hey, keep up the fight, Republicans. For the first time in a year, I actually feel represented. They need to keep fighting until Obamacare is gone. Back to the phones. Who's next?
Let's see. Let's go to John in Minot, I believe.
Hello, John. How are you, John?
Pretty good.
Good.
The Republicans are trying to do what's right, but as far as the Democrats are, it's nothing but politics for the Democrats. It's their bill, and they are going to do anything to try and make it, try and defeat it. And I also heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that when the congressman retires, they'll go right back to the insurance that they have before Obamacare kicked into gear. Is there any truth in that?
You're talking about members of Congress would have, after they retire, whatever their current plan is, not the Obamacare plan?
That's correct.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We can ask Kevin Kramer that one tomorrow for you, though, since he'll be on. But He has made the point that he didn't think that members of Congress or federal employees ought to have any different treatment than, you know, the average American out there. But again, that was rejected by Democrats, too. So you support Republicans in this fight, want them to keep fighting on the, you're not worried about the shutdown, John?
Nope. I think they ought to do, like the one guy said, if they've got to be shut down for 10, 15 years, keep it shut down for 10, 15 years.
All right, John, appreciate the call. Another John somewhere in North Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I, of course, I want them to go on fighting, but I get a little tired of listening to people like Heidi Heitkamp saying, hey, there's some good things in this bill. You know, you've got 2,697 pages of bad things and 3 pages of good things. So if she's really serious about this, here's a proposal she can make, and she can fight with her Democrat colleagues to get this passed, and I'll bet you the Republicans would go for it. She can say, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll vote to repeal Obamacare, and then we'll take the 3 or 4 good things in this bill, and we'll propose them as standalone laws that can get voted on and pass or fail in the Senate and the House on their own merits. And if there are really good things in this bill, then I would be willing to bet you that the Republicans would go for that. And they'd probably pass pass those two. But you know why that won't happen? Because even though Heidi Heitkamp said that she wasn't going to represent Obama or Harry Reid or any of the Democrat leadership against over the people in North Dakota, she wasn't telling the truth. Now, I wouldn't call her a liar, because the last time I did that, you guys got all exercised about it. But she's not telling the truth.
Well, it's a civil discussion, and you're 100% right. And there are a few pieces in this, but in mass, not a good idea. Address those good things that are in this, and I think that's where it needs to go. Let's go to Scott in Minot. Scott, quickly, what's on your mind today?
Well, a couple of things. First thing is, how about if we stop paying and offering benefits to the people that are creating this trouble in the first place? Let's either pay them minimum wage or pay them nothing until they get this thing straightened out. It probably wouldn't take quite so long. Second point is there's absolutely no reason why the general public and the elected officials have separate anything. The health care, pensions, anything like that. What's the difference between the pension of a soldier who spent 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, or even 40 years in the military, or somebody that's been in legislature working two-thirds of the year, or three-quarters of the year maybe, and what's the difference there in benefits or pay? It's just not equitable. Let's make it so that it's even across the board.
Sorry, Scott. Great points, and I think quite honestly, that's why this fight is good. Because
it's good enough for our soldiers, it should be good enough for Congress.
Get those issues on the table and settle them once and for all. Tom is traveling 994 today, listening to us on What's on Your Mind. Let us know what's on your mind, Tom.
Well, I think what's happening here is the turf war between two gangs. Not much different than the Bloods or the Crips.
Whose side do you support? You for either side, Tom?
I think they're both idiots. Both sides are idiots. They're just gangs involved in a turf war.
Who's the victim?
The victim is the American people.
Yeah, no kidding. So what should happen now?
I think run them all out of Washington, D.C. and tar and feather them.
Term limits?
Term limits. One term each.
Hey, Tom's got an idea how the shutdown could include Congress, right? We're done with you. we're done with you. Shut it off. Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. A lot of folks wanted to weigh in on this issue today. We appreciate that very much. We'll have some more open phone time later on in the program to get your take on this slowdown. Not a shutdown. But a lot of governments going on today, but there's just a little bit that isn't. Is that good or bad? You let us know.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or both, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bock, and I'm Scott Hinnom. This is the program brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more about them online at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. And we're going to be talking a little bit about farmers and sportsmen interacting in just a moment here with folks from the North Dakota Game and Fish and the Farm Bureau. A full bank of calls. We want to give you a chance to at least have your say. So if you wouldn't mind giving us your headline, we'll go through these quickly, and then we'll get to our guests here on What's On Your Mind. Mike on Highway 83, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
The house is missing a golden opportunity here. I mean, Vayner. I don't trust the guys, but, you know, all appropriations come out of the house. You know, I do clean resolutions, being the Democrats won't put in a budget, do clean resolutions, one on military, you know, defense, do one on transportation, you get my drift on down the line, and then leave health care out of it, Obamacare, and just don't fund it. All money comes to Congress. Just let her wither on the vine.
All right, Mike, they've certainly tried, and so far, with the back and forth with the Senate, you're right, it starts there, but, of course, it's got to go over the Senate, so there's the back and forth. Appreciate the take. Dwight, somewhere in Minnesota, your take on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, wonderful show, Scott and Steve. Hey, this Obama Affordable Care Act was passed. It is law. However, when it was passed, there were no waivers. There were no exemptions. Hey, if the Constitution says all men are created equal, then let's treat them all equal. Let's get rid of all the waivers. Let's get rid of the exemptions. Thank you.
Agreed. Let's go to Debbie in Minnesota. Debbie, quickly, what's on your mind today?
I'm in North Dakota.
Oh, North Dakota. Where are you at?
On Highway 8.
Perfect. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just want to say three things. I thought the Democrats were all about equality. I'll be glad when the dictator in the White House is gone. I can hardly wait. And number three, the most asinine and stupid things that I've ever seen put into a bill is the enforcement part of it, that people are going to be penalized if they don't have a plan or if they're not involved in this particular one. That is so stupid. I just can hardly wait until I can vote this man out. I spoke for him before, but never spoke for him, and I can't believe he got in a second time. Crap, in Washington, I have to treat everyone equally. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Debbie. Thank you. Last one before our guest, Dave Bismarck, your take. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Yes, hey, guys, the Obamacare thing. You know, I can't understand why the Republicans have not released the cost on this to people. You know, you're hearing about $2,000, $4,000, $5,000 deductibles plus your monthly insurance payment. And in 2016, they're talking about instead of paying a $95 fee to pay to not be on insurance, it's going to go up to $700. If you do not take the insurance out, they're going to fine you $700. And in 2018, they're talking about a 40% tax on anybody with Cadillac plans. What the heck is a Cadillac plan? Thanks a lot.
All right, appreciate the call, Dave. Appreciate all the passion on this. And by the way, before the end of the program, we'll be returning to some of these topics as well on the program. But if for no other reason, our own sanity, we do want to talk about some other things that are happening out there. And, of course, it's hunting season, so it's a good time to talk about that time-honored
always
relationship between sportsmen and landowners. And we have two folks in to chat about that today. Doyle Johannes, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and Dwayne DeCray, deputy director of North Dakota Game and Fish. Doyle, Dwayne, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks.
So are there ways to enhance the relationship between landowners and sportsmen, or have we got this pretty darn good in North Dakota, do you think?
Well, from the department's view, we think we can always improve, and we're always trying to improve and do things that support hunter and landowner relationships. When we teach our beginning hunters to go through the hunter safety class, we spend a lot of time on hunter ethics and in working with landowners and always asking for permission, whether it's posted or not, and just try to foster good relationships. We have our plots program, which is very popular with producers, and we have our working lands program, which is popular also. And we try to be responsive as we can when there's depredation problems arise. And so I think that relationships is pretty good now, but we always strive for it to get better.
You know, the programs that I really look forward to when I look at the website and I talk with Game and Fish, the relationship they build between the landowner and the hunters, like you mentioned, the depredation, you know, occasionally, well, I remember it wasn't that long ago, we actually had a deer population in North Dakota, but, you know, in cases where there's predation on some of the cropland, you know, it's beneficial for the farmer to come in, or have hunters come in, whether it's for coyotes or for too many deer. That's one of the things that the Game and Fish fosters. I don't think people take enough advantage of some of those programs.
I would agree with you. I think sometimes producers struggle out there by themselves when we'd be more than happy that they'd contact us and give us a chance to give them some help. I mean, through the years, we have kind of learned some things that do work with, you know, geese and coyotes and deer. And two of our more popular programs at the department right now are, well, the one is kind of waning because the deer population has dropped so much, but the doe program where landowners could sign up with the Game and Fish Department and they would get doe hunters to come out to their place and try to reduce numbers of does and reduce the deer numbers. And we work with the ag department, Doug Goring, and have the coyote catalog where we try to marry up hunters and they want to come out and shoot coyotes and try to get rid of some of those things, and those are popular with hunters and landowners. And then, of course, we work with the federal government and animal services when we try to stop geese depredation and those types of things. So, I mean, there's always going to be problems, but we try to strive to minimize them and work as hard as we can to keep the relationships good.
Doyle, I want to ask you, too, about the landowner and producer side of those programs that that Dwayne's talking about, as well as just in general what we can do to enhance that relationship, but want to also get the calls in here, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Any ideas you have on how that relationship could be enhanced between landowners and sportsmen? Any questions you have for both sides of the equation? Game and Fish, Dwayne DeCray, and North Dakota Farm Bureau, Doyle Johannes, let us know. Bob in Hillsboro has a question. Go ahead, Bob. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, guys. Good morning. I just had a question. I was successful with, I put my name in for to be hooked up with the landowner there to help with the coyote problem, and I did get selected to do that, and I was very happy about that. I just had one question. I'd like the gentleman, if they could please give some serious thought and consider changing the rules. Just, if anything, just primarily for the part of the year where you can hunt coyotes at night, if they would please give some serious consideration to just a test run maybe next year or whatever of allowing night vision scopes for while we hunt the coyotes only at night. I'm prior military. Where I'm coming from is, yeah, you got the full moon sometimes in the winter and you got the snow in the ground, but, you know, you spend a lot of money on these night vision scopes, and you can never use them except for target practice. Now, if you're hunting coyotes at night with those scopes, it really does help you identify your target better. And so on one aspect, it,
it's kind of safer. If you're going to be allowed to hunt at night, why can't we use night vision scopes? And could they please just try a test run of that? That would be really nice.
And it's a cleaner kill, isn't it, Bob?
Yes. I mean, you see a dog running across the snow, and you got your night vision scope, and you get on your target, and you can identify, okay, oh, that's a coyote, or, oh, that's a German Shepherd. You know, I mean, it's just, and it's just a short period, of the year where they hunt at night. So I think it would actually be a little safer with night vision scopes, and we could get some use out of those.
Well, as technology evolves, that's a constant debate we have within the department amongst biologists and enforcement and everybody else there. And, of course, we always raise the fair chase issue. Has the animal got a fair chance with its defenses? And so those are things that need to be talked about. But bottom line is what it comes down to is what society will and will not accept. And as you know, those of us that are sportsmen, there's very few of us in numbers compared to the general public. And so when the department makes policy, we always have to look to how accepting the general public will be, because in the end, they're the ones that that control a lot of the things that we will do. But I would suggest that we will have our fall advisory board meetings coming up here in November and December, and I would encourage you to attend your district meeting and bring those issues with you, and so that we can have a discussion at our advisory board meetings and see where it goes from there.
Bob, thanks for the phone call. Doyle, going back to the original question, and now that the advisory board meetings was brought up, how involved is Farm Bureau and the landowners with some of these advisory board meetings? I hear about a lot of sportsmen that show up, but it's also an opportunity for the landowners to show up and direct policy when it comes to game and fish.
Absolutely. We have the opportunity to nominate people on each one of these districts to sit on these boards and that. And we try to look at our membership and those that are sportsmen that are involved with that and to get them on these advisories committees. So that is something we definitely get involved with. I'd just like to go back to these coyotes and Dwayne's comment about fair chase and everything. As far as the coyote goes, I don't think we should be fair at all.
they don't fairly chase your calves,
no,
do they?
No,
or
no.
Your stock.
No. I want all the advantages we can get when it comes to, it seems like you get rid of one and three more pop up, so it's they definitely needs to be some work
going around. Back to those programs that we were talking about before the phone call, how active are landowners and how active do landowners need to be with game and fish? I've got a predation problem. I've got too many coyotes on my property. I've got too many geese on my property. They're cleaning out my fields. How active is Farm Bureau marrying up and getting involved with programs like that that are beneficial to both parties?
Well, I don't know that we've been real active with it. All I can say is on the producer level, 2 years ago in the spring, we had a coyote problem with our calves back back close to the river. And they did come out with the airplane and they helped helped alleviate some of the problem there with that. So that's been a good program for us, individually as a producer out there. But as far as working with them, I think we have some certain amount of interaction with the Game and Fish, and I'd say we've got a pretty good relationship, I think, with our North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I think they've really come around, I'd say, in the last 4 or 5 years of working with producers out there and understanding that the need to cooperate with them, especially with this PLOTS program. I think that's been totally voluntary, and this obviously been a pretty good program that's worked very well, I think.
Doyle Johannes, the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and Dwayne DeCray, with the deputy director of the North Dakota Department of Game and Fish, our guest on the program. Landowner-sportsman relations we're chatting about today and enhancing those. Any ideas, questions, comments, welcome from you at 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number, 1-800-228-0550. More after this time out.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. products like Beyond Tangerine and Pollenverse and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Young Longevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the longevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, longevity link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, why do farmers raise cattle in feedlots?
They don't actually raise cattle in feedlots. Most farmers raise their cattle on range or pasture for a year or more. When they're ready to be sold for food, that's when the cattle are transported to a feedlot for what is called finishing. While at the feedlot, generally between 3 and 6 months, the cattle get specially formulated feed, which helps produce the consistent, tender, rich flavor that consumers have come to expect. There's also a growing demand for grass-fed beef, which farmers are responding to as well. It really boils down to what the consumers want.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon, we continue. Duane DeCray, Deputy Director of North Dakota Game and Fish with us, and Doyle Johannes, President of North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're talking about landowner-sportsman relations, and Scott has a question for Doyle somewhere in North Dakota. Hello, Scott. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I was on the board of directors of Farm Bureau here a few years back, and we had a former president seemed to think he would like everything switched from posted, unposted land. He was pushing for us to pass a resolution that everything be declared posted unless it's marked not posted. I sure hope that that thought has been abandoned because, you know, I'm a landowner and a hunter, and it's getting harder and harder for people to find places to hunt. And if I know some states have that law that everything is considered posted unless it's marked not posted. I sure hope that the organization and the state game and fish is not going to head that direction. And I just wanted to call and make that comment because it was a pretty hot button issue here a few years ago, kind of amongst some of the delegates. And I just wonder if that's still brewing a little bit.
Doyle, Duane, any comment?
Well, I believe we do still have that on our books as one of our resolutions. It hasn't been pushed, but there's a big debate, you know, every year and continues to be, you know, the pros and the cons for that. I think that the biggest thing and why I do post my land, it's not to keep people off. It's to know who's out there and give a quality hunt to those that do come. Because, you know, like right now, I'm booked up through, you know, up at our place on our farm where we've got hunters coming through the middle of November already. And that it's just to make sure that we have a quality hunt for those that are there and late season. You know, it's whatever, but it's more just to know who's out there. And I know Montana, it's all land posted, unless, you know, without having to put up the signs. And some people say it's a real hassle and a burden to have to do that. But, like I say, there's debate both sides and it's not a hot button issue with Farm Bureau right now.
I spent 20 years in the legislature and I think in those 10 sessions that I was there, it probably came up 3-4 times. And although it's, you know, with farm organizations, it's, they always support it. It really never has gotten any traction in the legislature. And I don't foresee it changing in the future, but you never know. But, the department, we certainly like the way things are now. We're always under the gun to find, places for people to hunt. And we think that those that go ahead and post, that's certainly their right, and we try to teach our hunters to be respectful and to always ask whether it's posted or not, and I would say, generally speaking, things seem to be working pretty good the way they are now, but I think that in the future you will see that come up again. I mean, it's just one of those perennial issues that never really seems to get solved. It just kind of goes on.
You know, and Doyle, there is a, especially if you're a larger landowner, there is a big expense to posting all your land. I like seeing it not posted, but it always comes back to that relationship with the landowner, and you need to build those. And one of the best ways I've found to build that, if you're out pheasant hunting, do a little dual purpose. You know, if you don't mind shooting some coyotes, it's amazing what land opens up for you. Let's go to Jamie real quick in Bismarck. Jamie, what's on your mind today for our guest?
Yeah, I'd agree with that last caller that we don't need to be posting land. I mean, it should be your choice. If you don't want somebody on your land or you want to know who it is, you don't post your land or tell them to call you. I don't see a need to pass a law to tell everybody that everything's posted automatically.
Jamie, appreciate the call. Thanks. Just a short time left. Doyle, anything else from the landowner, producer side of this debate?
Well, I think other than the fact that I think we do need to continue to work on that relationship that, you know, I think sometimes as producers, we feel like, you know, we're not given the credit that we do for producing the abundant wildlife that we have in North Dakota here. But I think we've been working. I think the relationship's been improving, and I think that's a good thing. But that's probably the biggest thing is sometimes we feel like we're being discriminated against sometimes as far as what we really do and what we do contribute to the wildlife in this state.
Communication will solve a lot. I wanted Duane just go fast to just chatting.
And Doyle makes a great point. In North Dakota, you know, we're a really big private land state, And so over 90% of what sportsmen do is on private land. And we also like to point out that this isn't hunters and farmers. I mean, many of the landowners are also sportsmen, too. And so we're all kind of in it together, and the more we work together, the better things will be.
Gentlemen, thanks a bunch. Doyle Johannes from the North Dakota Farm Bureau and Dwayne DeCray from the State Game and Fish Department of North Dakota. This hour brought to you by North Dakota Farm Bureau, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Day one of Obamacare. Your questions for Maggie Anderson of North Dakota Department of Human Services when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.